Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's just one of those weeks this week. We're not back up to speed yet. We'll get there, trust me. We're going to start the year off right. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Holy Name, and that's not a Catholic feast, even though our Catholic church in town is named after this day. It's a biblical feast. 8 days after Jesus was born, he was circumcised and named. That's something the scriptures tell us, and we remember that today. And it seems odd to celebrate circumcision as a feast in our church here, but that day was more than that. That was just the act. It had really deep meaning for Jewish families, and it had deep meaning for the family and deep meaning for the faith. So, for the family, a day of circumcision was a day where a child was given a name and belonging was established. Who does this child belong to? Those ties of who's going to raise this child? Who's going to care for this child? Who's going to sacrifice for this child? Who's going to take responsibility for this child? Whose name is he going to bear? That was part of the naming, right? We understand this in some ways still today, right? Our kids embarrass us sometimes because, you know, they have the same name. The last name is us. Don't you know what you do reflects on us? Don't you know what you do reflects on our family? I'm sure that's a speech parents have given their kids for generations and generations, and they did it back in Jesus' day too. It was something about belonging. So there's an interesting thing happening here with belonging, because Joseph is naming the child. The father named the child. And you might remember in the story in Matthew's gospel, the angel Gabriel tells Joseph, it's okay, what's happening to Mary is from the Holy Spirit, and you are to name this child Jesus, not Joseph Jr., as people might expect. We still do that today, naming after the father. That's an important custom. My brother, my older brother, is the namesake in our family, so he's Junior, and he named his son the third. And we always had a joke in our family, if we ever really wanted to annoy him, we would name our next dog Richard the fourth, so that when his grandson is born, he would have to admit that he was named after Uncle John's dog and not the family name. So we still go back and forth on that. That's my trump card if I ever need to really get my brother. But you understand, certainly probably in some of your families, you know that tradition of naming after the father. That's important. And in Jesus' day, it was even maybe more important. But his name wasn't going to be Joseph Jr. It was going to be Jesus. That was an important part. So, belonging. Joseph, though, is acknowledging, this son is mine. I'm going to raise him. I'm going to care for him. I'm going to take responsibility for him. He's mine. It's an important day for Joseph and Jesus and their relationship. We don't think about that. You know, how tentative maybe that was at the beginning, but Joseph stands before God and before the people gathered, family and friends, and says, he's mine. I'm going to raise him. He's mine. So who does Jesus belong to? That's on earth, that's established. But the second part of the naming, and this is when we lose it a little bit today, is there was a prophetic sense or destiny that came with the name. Your name described who you were, what your gifts were, what your calling was. And that's why it was very important for Jesus to be named Jesus and not Joseph Jr. Because Jesus had a very specific meaning. The name Jesus, which is Jewish Yeshua, means God saves. And so there was something in the naming of Jesus that had to be that name because it would mark his whole life's mission. God saves. God saves. We don't really think about names like that. Maybe we do, about what they mean and what course they set us on in life. Kind of funny, we don't have any control over our names. Right? I mean, unless we change it or we give ourselves a nickname, but we don't really have any control over what we're named. You know, my mother named me John, which means God is gracious. I didn't pick that name. Funny thing is, she named me after a priest. Ironic. I had no part in that. That was her priest that meant a lot to her in her life. Her family had a lot of struggles, her and her siblings, and there was a very strong priest in their family's life that kept them from probably going down the wrong path at several times in their lives, and that person meant a lot to her and her siblings. And his name was John. So he died the year before I was born. So she named me after him, John the priest. Who would have thought, right? You know, we don't have control over those things. There's something about divine destiny that comes into our names. And people understood that in Jesus' time even more so. Your name set you on a path of who you were and what you were going to be. And it was really important that this child have the name Jesus, God saves. Because that's what he was here to do. Not God condemns, not God judges, God saves. Because that was his mission. That was his mission. So those things happened on this day. So we don't have something similar, like circumcision and a naming party. If we were Jewish, we would have something like that. But we have, Christians translated that to baptism. And so baptism was a day where a child was given an identity and a name. And for a long time, baptism was naming day for a child. I mean, you know, it wasn't always like it is now where you get a Social Security form in the hospital and you fill it out and that's the kid's name. For a long time, when a child was baptized, that was the official day that the child was named in the state and in the church. And it was the child was given a name, but also a belonging, right? And this is the part we keep from that. And this is what Paul argues in Galatians and in many of Paul's letters. We have a beautiful just snippet of what he's trying to say, where Jewish people are arguing, no, you have to be circumcised because you need to belong to the nation of Israel, to the tribe of Judah, to this and to that. And Paul's saying, no, baptism is so much bigger than that. It's bigger than being born in Wyoming, or being born to a family, or being born to a nation, or an ethnic group. We're God's sons and daughters. We belong to something bigger. That's what he beautifully says. Because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir. Through baptism, we belong to something bigger, God's family. And the challenge in our life, when we think about that, is to not let our vision of what we belong to shrink, which is always easy to do. We always can make it smaller. You know, well, I'm not worried about that because that's not my responsibility or this and that. And of course, we have limits to what we can do, but also to remember, you know, what we belong to is God's family. We are his sons and daughters. That's a big family. That's a huge family. All over the world. And our responsibility to our family. What is it? That's a good question. What's our responsibility to our family? So we think about that. It's easy for us to want to take on different labels. And it's okay to be proud to be from Wyoming. I love living here. We love living here. It's okay to be grateful to be an American. We're blessed in many, many ways. But to not forget, we're part of God's family, God's kingdom. Ultimately, that's our belonging. When all this stuff fades away, and when we close our eyes for the last time here, that's where we're going to wake up. That's where we're going to be. So most of us probably have forgotten our baptisms. We don't remember them. We were too young. We were too little. But it's important to just, on this feast of the Holy Name, the day Jesus got his name and his belonging and his destiny, so to speak, that we remember that. We too in baptism were brought into a family. God said, just like Joseph said to Jesus on this day, you're mine. You're mine. Maybe not biologically, but you're mine. I'm going to give you my name. I'm going to take responsibility for you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to care for you. You are mine. It's important that we remember that, we not lose sight of that. This feast reminds us of that. What it means to be His. The love and the sacrifice He made for us. And the blessing it is to be part of His family. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.